A.G. Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back in the hospital and that he transferred the duties of his office to his deputy. ABC's Em Nguyen has more.
This is Secretary Austin's second hospitalization this year. He's been admitted to the critical care unit at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, described as something similar to an intensive care unit. The Pentagon says Austin was admitted for a bladder issue.
His doctors also said his cancer prognosis remains excellent. There's celebration in Israel. Two men being held hostage by Hamas were freed in a raid. Both are now being checked at hospitals. Hamas says dozens of people were killed. A woman entered the celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's church in Houston and produced a long gun. She was shot dead by police. Two other people, including a five-year-old boy with the shooter, were hurt. And the Super Bowl, for the second time ever, reached overtime. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22. This is ABC News. The Super Bowl helped to really slow down the movie box office this weekend.
I certainly hope you dance as well as you dress.
The action comedy Argylle held on to the top spot at the box office this weekend, but it only made $6.5 million, down 62% from its opening last weekend, which itself was seen as a bit of a bomb. Still, it was enough to best Lisa Frankenstein, which debuted to $3.8 million. Overall, it was the lowest earning Super Bowl weekend in history, a time which is often slow for movie going. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
A miracle in the Philippines where a three-year-old girl was pulled alive from the rubble of a landslide that was blamed for dozens of deaths. She had been buried for 2.5 days. And trouble for animals that move around our world. A new report from the UN says nearly half of the world's migratory species, everything from birds to whales, are in decline. More than 20% of the species are being threatened with extinction. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin have overwhelmingly voted to form a union. They will be represented by the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. They expect the National Labor Relations Board to certify the results of their election in the coming days. Planned Parenthood officials say they look forward to building a good working relationship with the union and will bargain in good faith to provide excellent patient care across the state. Green Party candidates will be on election ballots in Wisconsin this year. That's after Wisconsin Election Commission action yesterday. A Green Party candidate could make a difference in a close election in a key swing state, and the latest Marquette polls suggest President Biden has the most to lose from third-party and independent candidates. Jill Stein got more than 31,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2016. The Green Party has yet to put forward a nominee. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reed before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me, I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, it's such a, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high of 43 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 26 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 37 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy, 44. Then we could see a little light rain or snow Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Madison, the capital city of the great state of Wisconsin, where we rejected Governor Scott Walker many years ago, and we're still trying to forget it. Oh, what a time that was. Whoa, what a black hole in our history.
Well,
man, okay, I'm sorry, I get angry just thinking about him.
You're already ranting, and we just got started. What's going on?
Sorry about that. We're going to talk about it briefly. I know. Well, we're going to bring up a few short stories about Scott Walker in a few minutes here.
All right. Hey, it's Monday. Happy Monday. Yeah. Hey. Rise and shine. Shake a leg up and at 'em. Top of the morning to you.
Well, my team won. All right.
Your team. Your team won?
My team won.
Yeah, mine too.
The Trante team. One.
They were great. They just performed excellently. Yes.
Who? Trante? Yes, they did.
Yeah, Trante.
Yeah.
They both did their part to win the Super Bowl for the Kansas City Chiefs. So good,
did you see that sex act that they performed after the game?
Oh, good Lord. No.
Where they kissed passionately?
If I could
just protect the kids from that.
I know. Yeah, it's sad. That was quite a game, actually. It turned out the last 5 minutes, and then they went into overtime, and that was kind of fun.
Yeah,
the end.
The game got good
in
the fourth quarter. It started getting good that time. Otherwise, it was just a disaster.
Boring.
This is the worst game ever, and then all of a sudden, boom,
5 minutes left, here comes the game. Yep.
So it was good to see Travis contribute at least one thing.
Oh,
And he got down there. He got the team way down near the end zone. Okay. The thing that bothered me more than anything, and again, Trey was part of this, Travis Kelce. He was part of this, but he was in the end zone, and he was going out for, a reception, and the guy interfered with him, and they never called it. They absolutely never called it. It was the most egregious interference I'd ever seen in my life, and I blame Trey for it. Even though he is a great actor, a great comedian, he did not act, and he did not perform and make it seem like he was interfered with. What is going on, Trey?
Yeah, he's bigger than that.
They didn't need that help.
They didn't. Hey, it's cold outside this morning. It's 21 degrees. That's a little chilly. Got to get up to about 42 today, partly cloudy skies. Later today, we're going to talk to Brittany Merlot, as we do on every Monday, updating us on the week of weather ahead. So today, let's go through the National Day calendar stuff.
All right, let's do that. Let's find out what's going on today.
Is today National Football Hangover Day? Is it National Plum Pudding Day?
Yes.
Is it National Mandolin Enthusiasts Day? Is it National Clean Out Your Computer Day? Which day does not fit? Which day isn't it? Okay, which day isn't it? Football Hangover Day, Plum Pudding Day, National Mandolin Enthusiast Day, or Clean Out Your Computer Day? John?
It's not clean out your computer, Dan.
It's not that.
No, it isn't. That is incorrect.
Actually, it is National Clean Out Your Computer Day. Yeah. Sam, do you have a guess? You looked at the list. Pretend you didn't.
I'm guessing that it's not Plum Pudding Day because I feel like that's a Christmas time thing.
Okay. No, you are wrong on that one.
You're kidding. It should be a Christmas time thing.
It is not National Mandolin Enthusiast Day. Okay. That's some other day of the year. But that's not today.
Good for you. Did you make that up?
Yeah,
or you just pulled it off of another day?
No. I'm not going to reveal the secrets of the John and Gordy show here for everybody.
All right.
Let's talk about National Football Hangover Day. What would that be about? Well, because a lot of people drink during the game, I guess. Every year since 1967, football fans across the country have participated in the most watched football event in America. Blah, 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 blah.
Here we go.
It's an estimated nearly 14 million people call in to work sick on this day. Sick on this day after the big game. Yeah, 14 million people.
There are a couple of bars that passed out free Jell-O shots every time.
Yeah.
Every time. Every time Taylor Swift was on.
That's a great idea, actually.
Speaking of which, do you guys have... I kept count last night when I was watching the game of how many times Taylor Swift was shown on screen. What's your guys' guess for how many times that was?
That's a good...
Well, let's see. Can you give us a multiple choice?
Was it 15 times... Was it 7 times? Was it 9 times? Or was it 12 times?
That she was on screen?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was... I'm taking 7.
I'm taking 9.
More than either of those guesses. Taylor Swift was shown on screen 12 times.
Oh, my God.
For a total of 53 seconds of airtime.
Oh. 12 Jell-O
terrible
shots.
I know it.
That's a sad
12 free shots, though. 12 free shots.
Yes, I know.
That would have been... Yeah. Okay.
That sounds great. Hey, thanks for taking count, by the way.
Thank you. We appreciate that. It's National Plum Pudding Day, also known as Christmas Pudding. Why would they do it this time of year? Celebrates a national holiday dessert on February 12th. Learn about this tasty treat with an interesting history. Plum pudding is made by steaming or boiling, and the pudding is usually served during the holiday season. Interestingly, we'll be the judge of that, many of the recipes don't even contain any plums. One explanation given is that during the 17th century, plums were referred to as raisins or other fruits. Oh. Okay. Now you learn something new here every day.
It's raisin pudding.
Well, I guess.
That doesn't sound right. You know, you're reading the Christmas carol, right?
I know.
Raisin
pudding. All right, computer nerds, it is National Clean Out Your Computer Day. So, you got a lot of items on your computer that you on your desktop, slowing your computer down. All computers need regular organizing and cleanup. John can tell you about this. He's an expert on this.
Oh, yeah.
This includes the removal of old files and clutter. We tend to save emails, documents, photos on our hard drives when other media can store them for us. Mm. Often we keep duplicates we don't need. Old programs also create havoc. And boy, we don't like it when havoc is created.
No, we hate havoc.
Yeah, havoc is a bad thing. So make sure you're using the latest versions of programs and operating systems here. So National Clean Out Your Computer Day. Clean up that computer.
You know, there was an actress that had the name June Havoc.
There was
June
an actress?
Havoc. Yes. Yeah.
I don't remember June Havoc.
And the only reason I know that is because there were a couple of albums out I bought as a kid where the actress and star, I can't remember her counterpart, the male counterpart was, but they had just voices on there. And you could interact. You could act like you were part of that scene because they had their line. And then you could add your line and edit it all together and sound like you were part of a movie scene with June Havoc and her other actor star. It was weird.
Google, who was June Havoc? Let's see if Google has it.
According to Wikipedia, June Havoc was an American actress, dancer, stage director, and memorist.
A memorist.
Wow. A memorist.
She was a child vaudeville performer, yeah. And under the tutelage of her mother, she became a movie star?
Well, first she went on Broadway
and then to Hollywood, yeah. And then she last acted on TV on General Hospital.
Huh. Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Hmm. Oh, June Havoc.
Celebrity bio of the day.
That's right.
There you go.
So Taylor Swift, let's get back to the Super Bowl because there's a lot to cover here. There were a lot of things going on, right? Taylor Swift brought Ice Spice and Blake Lively with her. Those are who was in the booth with her.
Ice Spice?
What I'm trying to say. Okay, Ice Spice. I'm sure Sam is familiar with Ice Spice.
Yeah, he's a big fan, I would assume.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, let's see. Who else was in there? Kelsey's mother, Donna, and his brother, Jason. I didn't see him.
I didn't see him either.
Yeah, they were all up there. So Super Bowl commercials, any of them jump out to you as being...
Stand out in your mind at all? Yeah.
Did you see the Ben Affleck and J-Lo and Matt Damon commercial? It was something for Dunkin' Donuts.
They have those interesting outfits on. The Dunkin' Donut outfits, right?
Yes, it was bizarre. It was pretty funny. I liked the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito commercial for State Farm. Like a good neighbor. It's not neighbor. It's neighbor. Tried to get Arnold to say neighbor. He couldn't do it. I thought that was cute.
It was cute. Yeah, I just saw the end of it. I'll have to check out the full ad someplace.
For Uber delivery, Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer. That was pretty funny.
Yes. She didn't remember him.
We worked together 10 years, he says.
Yeah.
And then she turns away. If I'd worked with him for 10 years, I would have remembered that. And then he says, I hate Hollywood. Aubrey Plaza and Nick Offerman. Did you see the Mountain Dew ad where they were?
No.
It was like Game of Thrones. They were on these gigantic dragon bird things. It was pretty cool.
I would have liked to have seen that. I'm a big fan of Aubrey Plaza.
Yes, me too.
Aubrey Plaza.
She's excellent. And, you know, and Nick Offerman was.
Yeah, he's deadpan. Funny. He's always strange.
Mr. Deadpan. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. So those were the Super Bowl commercials. Any others that I missed? Sam, did you enjoy the game, Sam? Did you watch it?
I did. My aunt was hosting a party, and she had a number of friends and relatives over. The commercials didn't hit this year for me. Like, some of them were all right, but I didn't have any that I thought were, like, really funny or entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my impression, and no one's asked, but I'm going to give you my impression anyway. I thought that most of them were overproduced.
Okay.
They depended on production. They depended on a lot of graphic art. I thought it was too tech dependent. The storylines weren't really funny. Mm-hmm. I just think they could have put more work into a situation that maybe is more entertaining than it is visual.
Right.
And that's where I'm at in regards to all of the Super Bowl ads, just way too technical.
It's $7 million every 30 seconds, John. It probably didn't have it in the budget to make it any better.
That's right.
Now, here's the thing. Did you see the RFK commercial, the Kennedy commercial?
I missed it.
Well, we'll have to, you know what? Coming up, we'll talk about the RFK political ad that aired in the Super Bowl. All right. Boy, oh boy.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Aaron on air.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM on your dial, if you still have one of those. And most people have a digital dial, and that's a much better, more accurate way to go.
Yeah,
or you can listen to, on our app.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Or the contact us through app. That app. Yes.
Yeah. It's free. Yeah.
It is. It is. It's not a hog. It doesn't take a lot of resources off your phone. So just, you know, enjoy it. Just really, you know, sit there, look at it, enjoy it.
So I'm watching the Super Bowl last night, John. And you didn't know, I think this ad only aired once. We were talking about Super Bowl ads a minute ago. And this one was for RFK Jr., political ad on the Super Bowl. And what they did, well, Sam, can you play the audio on that? Let's hear it.
Sure thing.
If you have it. All right.
You want a man for president who's seasoned through and through. A man who's old enough to know.
And young enough to do.
Well, it's up to you, it's up to you. It's strictly up to you.
American Value 2024 is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
So that's the audio. Yeah. And the film, I mean, this is an old JFK ad.
This is
what that is. His uncle, RFK Jr.'s uncle, John F. Kennedy, had this ad in 1960, I think. Maybe, yeah, it had to be 1960.
It's a scroll of protest posters of people holding up these posters of, and they just roll by, and it looks like it's really, you know, RFK. What a horrible, horrible ad. The family did not appreciate any of this
no.
ad. They complained about it. It went on social media and commented about it. It's just, it was disgusting.
It really was.
There just is no excuse for doing this. I mean, he could stand on his own, not on his
family's
legend, you know, the... Just
well, you know, that's it. It's the name recognition that he's going with there. And, you know, just the fact that he's part of the family, but all the family has shunned him. So
pretty much.
And so to buy a $7 million ad just for that, I guess it got recognition in the Super Bowl because we're talking about it. There'll be some flack afterwards. And
I also wonder who exactly he's trying to appeal to. Like,
well, yeah,
is this supposed to appeal to young voters and try and sway them to vote independent? Is it supposed to appeal to old people who like want to have a Kennedy back in office or what? I'm not sure.
Well, you heard in that one part of the song that, you know, he's something, not too old to do something and young enough to care. And so that's kind of a, you know, that's kind of a slap at Trump and Biden. And he's and RFK is an independent. He's no longer in the Democratic Party. He's running as an independent.
Yeah.
And doing well in some polls, but not well. I guess he's showing up, I guess. But I just thought it was really odd and I didn't like it.
Well, there was also another weird ad that it was a religious ad.
Did you see this?
There was an ad about, I don't know. Some religious group was putting it out there, asking everybody to be Christians. The thing is, you really, God needs a Super Bowl ad at this point.
Are you talking about the feet washing ad?
I don't know. I didn't see the ad.
There were at least two from the group He Gets Us, which is like a group that tries to spread Christianity. Two separate commercials.
Mm-hmm.
They were both long. I think they were both minute long ones. So they ponied up the change over the weekend.
Wow.
Interesting.
Again, you know, God needs an ad.
Yeah.
Just face it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It is Sunday, you know, so they probably figured, well, it's Sunday, you know, maybe we can get a few people.
Sunday will never be
the same. God needed an advertising platform, so he made the Super Bowl.
Sure. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like that's a good angle. Let's go with that.
Right. You know, who tried to kind of horn in on a little bit of that Super Bowl flash? Scott Walker. Yeah, Scott Walker. Yeah,
what's he got to do with the Super Bowl? Come on.
He just likes to tweet X while everything is going on, and he likes to seem relevant to himself anyway. He tweet X'd this. He says, wish we were back in Las Vegas to watch the Packers play today. And he said, and then he added, oh, by the way, security to get into the stadium is tougher than security at most of our southern border. That's not okay. I mean, I've titled that basically biggest unnecessary leap to a different topic ever.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. You know, that's just awful. And then I'm checking out Twitter X this morning, and he did it again. He's got another post. And this this time he says, interesting fact. The Packers have only won the Super Bowl in years when Wisconsin had a Republican governor. Well, wow. You guys are so influential in sports.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's
well, Governor Knowles, it was Bart Starr, Brett Favre, Tommy Thompson, and, of course, you know, Aaron Rodgers during the Walker administration. So there you go. Hey, guess he's right. Wow. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, we appreciate that. That's good to know.
You know, this guy is such a troll. And then, you know, he has the guts to say this kind of stuff. And then he always posts pictures of his family at Packer games all the time. And just an awful looking family. You know, they were all raised, by the way, on taxpayer dollars, which he just won't spread around to anybody else. But, you know, the elite who get elected in the Republican Party, he's just a just an ugly, horrible person inside.
Yeah.
He's a sociopath. And not only that.
Wait a minute. Really?
It really is. But I truly think that we saw a preview of Trump early with Scott Walker. Right. Trump is crazy, of course, and one of the dumbest people we've ever heard of. But the guy who really schemed and knew politics was Scott Walker, and he is doing everything that, you know, I guess really Trump is trying to do now. We got a preview here in Wisconsin first. And by the way, the nation knows this. Scott Walker was a devastating candidate for president. And,
didn't do well with his
DeSantis
candidacy
followed suit, right?
Right.
So, we all know that Scott Walker was a disaster, but it was his platform that was just god awful. He wanted to do away with all of the federal bureaucracy, and he wanted to bring those bureaucracies to each and every state. So every state had their own weird laws and environmental control or none. That's the kind of craziness that would have happened. And can you imagine? I mean, here I am, a Wisconsinite. I've been here all my life. And all of a sudden, Wisconsin completely changes, and they don't care about the environment anymore, and the water turns green all the time, and we can't drink it anymore, and it's because of these guys, and I'm stuck in a state, my state, the place I call home, and I'm stuck here because a Republican has decided to completely let it go. Well, that's not going to happen. You know, if we have at least a federal bureaucracy, it'll rein in the states just a little bit. Oh, God.
All right. 6:29, and when we come back, how competent is Donald Trump anyway? we'll continue the conversation.
Get up off of that thing and dance to do sing it now.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Alboa.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes.
Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Kern Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Prop 12 in California is not just an issue for Wisconsin pork producers. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. In reality, Prop 12 creates question marks for a lot of the commodities we produce here in Wisconsin. Dr. Brenda Battelle from UW River Falls is an agriculture economics professor that's keeping an eye on how other states react to Proposition 12, which basically created a whole different set of guidelines as far as raising and marketing pork in California was concerned. That ripple effect, she says, will have an impact on the markets you deal with no matter what you're growing.
From a agricultural perspective, as you said, it does become a little bit concerning if you have all these different states that impose production guidelines, and they could all be very different. So what we could end up creating is, oh, okay, I'm a producer in this state, and I'm producing only for, and it can only be sold in this state, how it goes. So there's a lot of uncertainty within the agricultural market, and that's going to throw, if that does go down that road, that's going to throw a lot of upheaval in basically our supply chain.
Dr. Brenda Battelle, she's an ag economist at UW River Falls, talking about the ripple effect Proposition 12 in California is having across the United States and potentially across the globe. Markets as we get rolling on a Monday morning. So far, holding firm in Chicago. Numbers are next.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodancevet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a penny at 157 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese dropped 3 1/4 cents to 157. The AA butter was down 5 1/2 cents, 269 a pound. This morning in Chicago, we've got new crop corn trading a half cent higher, currently at 468 and three quarters. Soybeans for November, currently trading up 2 1/4 cents at 1166. The wheat market for July new crop, currently down 3 at 597 and three quarters. So just a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand as we get started on a Monday morning. Another reminder, sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing happening in Wisconsin agriculture. Simple to do, just go to MidwestFarmReport.com. Just enter your email address and the pop-up screen will take it from there. And don't forget, March 1st, the deadline for your applications for Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Recognition across the state. Again, a downloadable form at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yankee.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be sunny today with a high of 43 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down to around 26 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 37 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy, 44. Then we could see a little light rain or snow Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Living in America.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM. Nothing wrong with a little James Brown in the morning, right?
Oh, I know it.
1580 AM. I know, it's just unbelievable. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, I've told this story to you guys, but when I was working at another radio station doing the morning show there, I glance at the playlist that I'm supposed to play on the air.
Right?
I just glance at it, and I saw, oh, James Brown, you know, and I played the cut, and my program director came up to me after the show and said, what were you doing with that James Brown song? And I said, what? It was a great song, great song.
Yeah.
No, the album is titled Sex Machine. Not the song, you know. So, you know, so it's like, you know, 5 minutes of Sex Machine first thing in the morning. You know? But
we should find that.
Let's, yeah, it's a great song. I mean, you could drive. Yeah. It's a great driving song.
Is there any other way to start your morning off?
Really? Exactly.
Good question.
Exactly,
that's right.
Sam, you got it.
Yeah. That's,
all right. Yeah. You and your love bell.
I'm love sorry. That I'm going to throw the bell away.
No, don't. I love that.
You like
I
the
love
bell?
It. No, it's great. Yeah.
All right.
It lets us know one way or another whether we've said something well or not.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, you like the megaphone? Is that I got the megaphone.
Oh, I like the megaphone. Here, let me get out mine, too. Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, welcome to the John and Gordy Show. We're doing the whole show from this platform.
Hey, you on State Street, come on up here.
Get up here right now. Just use the stairs.
Oh, the door is locked. Oh, too bad.
I can't
too
get
bad.
In. Oh, well.
Too bad.
Yeah, it's a nice day on State Street. A few clouds out there this morning. 21 degrees, though, so bundle up as you step outside. 42 for a high.
Look out for that black ice on the sidewalks.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay. All right.
I'm possessed by the black ice.
It is. It does seem to be something that's stuck in your craw.
It did. It did.
Yeah.
It
I don't know where your craw is, but it seems like it's stuck in there.
Yeah, that's right, the craw. We don't know where the craw is.
Speaking of that, do we want to talk about that festival that we know about that's coming up up in Springfield Corners?
Why not? Let's just bring it up. We don't know too much about it. There's not a lot of press on it.
No, we're trying to get the John and Gordy investigative team on it to find out more, but we really, it's a testicle festival. We don't know what it's about. That's all it's just says that online, and it's happening, I think, next Saturday. John, do you have any? Have you been able to?
I haven't been able to figure it out. Scrotalia may be presented in the area at that time. Well, here's the thing. It's a Mardi Gras thing, and they're going to give away beads to anyone who buys any of their clothing.
T-shirts.
Maybe hats or T-shirts. Yeah, stuff like that, right? The beads. Well, I understand that. But really, Mardi Gras, the beads, it goes to those women who show their breasts. That's why they give the beads, right?
At Mardi Gras.
Show your breasts, right?
They shouted
from
New Orleans.
They shouted from the you know, the windows, show your breasts, and then they throw the beads and they get the beads as a reward for it. Well, if they're giving beads away at this testicle event, what testicle. Is it called?
It's the Testicle Festival.
Festival. Okay.
It's a festival of testicles.
If they're giving away beads, obviously they're suggesting that there's going to be a few testicles on display. And it could be the food that they're serving.
It is the food. It is the food. Right, Sam? Don't you have a little information on this?
I can't find a whole lot on it. I just found like something on like DaneCountyEvents.org or whatever. There's going to be a band playing at 6 o'clock on Saturday called Lights Out. It's taking place at the Springfield Inn Bar, in Springfield Corners.
Yeah.
Springfield Corners is not very big. You just go up Highway 12 and there it is.
Is that P? Is it Highway P?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Highway P and Highway 12. And, you know, there's a couple. I think there's one or two bars there. That's about it.
This single event is their claim to fame, I bet.
I would assume. I don't know. It's a very unassuming bar.
I think it is, you know, they can do that with bull testicles. They can fry them or, you know, grill them. Or,
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Is that what they
yes.
call them?
Have you never
yeah.
heard that?
No.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah,
that's what
right.
my dad always called them.
Why did he call them that?
That's a good question. I think like out west, if you yeah. eat them as a meal, then that's like a slang word for the dish.
Oh. There you go. Well, we'll find out more.
Well,
yeah.
you went, Gordy, let's not what? You know hide Gordy's past here. He oh, used to go out to ABS.
The American Breeders. Yeah. I did a story very early on in my career at the American
Breeders Association.
Thank you. Pfft, yeah, it's out on the interstate there. And I did an in-depth story about all that goes on there behind the scenes, the collection of very needed things by farmers.
That's what dancing, they did. They tap dancing. It's a breeders it's association. A breeders.
Yes.
So you saw the whole process. I think you put the glove on and you inserted your arm.
No, talking. Okay. You don't know what you're talking about now.
Everybody knew ABS for the billboard that they had on the highway because they always
right.
had a
funny.
Suggestive joke up there.
That's right. Very funny stuff. What's really fun is they have these statues of some of their famous bulls over the years. They have statues,
wow.
they have plaques, and they have them buried there, too. They have a little cemetery, and you can go pay your respects to, two-ton Tommy. Boy, he was a yeah. bull. And, his little history, whatever.
Were they anatomically correct? I mean, I just asked.
I do believe, I do believe they do some tours. All maybe right. we ought to look into that. It was American Breeders Society. What is it? American Breeders Systems?
So that,
I don't know.
So
but
that
anyway.
Must be where they get the testicles for this little festival. Out at the Springfield Inn Bar.
Saturday. I think we've given plenty of free publicity
for
this.
I'm going out there. It's right up the
are
street
you?
From where I live.
Okay.
And I'm
going to
get, I think I'm, if the t-shirts are nice enough, I'm going to get one of the t-shirts.
All right.
And and who knows, maybe I'll even get some beads.
John, where would you wear that t-shirt?
At the station and station events.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's I'm thinking anyway.
Good deal. You know.
Well, maybe I'm not thinking. Okay. may take a few drinks
there. Hey, well, let's talk about something else now. Moving on. Trump is
really?
Incompetent.
Oh,
yeah?
no. Oh, yes,
no?
yes.
We're
let's
more
talk
on
about,
this.
No. Let's talk about the incompetence of Donald Trump.
You know, we could go all day on that.
Yeah. You know what? We have two separate stories in regards to Donald Trump. This is the first one, and we'll just kind of get into this in this section of the hour. Okay. He is not very competent, as we all know. After a discussion of how sunlight kills the COVID-19 virus and disinfectant does the same, Trump first suggested that the light be shined inside the body and then inject the disinfectant. I don't know why, but I think it would help during this election season to continually play that part of this incompetent imbecile, okay? Let's check
a
that
question
out.
That probably some of you are thinking of if you're totally into that world, which I find to be very interesting.
Press conference.
So supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too.
So. You know, this is what you can expect from Trump in the White House making a very important world decision.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This mm-hmm. is the thought process that we aren't going to be privy to, but that
right.
is just an example. Well, I haven't
He's
finished
just workshopping his ideas,
yeah.
you know, live, and we get to hear it. You know,
right,
he wants to hear the. Yeah.
He continues. Let's check it out.
Interesting. Right, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection
yes.
inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see, it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds It sounds interesting to me. Yeah, so we'll see. But the whole concept of the light, the way it kills it in 1 minute, that's pretty powerful.
Well, you know, sales of Lysol went up, and a lot of people were huffing into bags with Lysol. Just, you know, you fill your lungs up with Lysol, a disinfectant. Oh, I can imagine that just kills that COVID virus just like that.
And bleach, yeah, sure.
Just or you, you know.
Right? Sam?
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm sure he can be the first one to try the procedures when they come out to get
exactly
get like irradiated with high levels of UV to shoot himself up with some Clorox.
Right,
it'll do a lot of good.
That's a substitute for having a doctor around. Didn't he say that? Well, you don't need a doctor for this stuff. Yeah, you know, I'm just thinking. You know, just extrapolating. Sure. Yeah, thank you.
Spitballing. Yeah.
What a dimwit. Oh, my God.
It is insane. Yeah, no doubt about it.
This is former Republican David Jolly in his point about how we should look at Donald Trump.
Make this race about competency and ideology. Because, look, on competency, Donald Trump didn't tell the world to inject bleach into their veins because he's old. He did it because he's an idiot. So talk about that. Talk about the competency of the two candidates compared to age, because age has not limited Joe Biden. Think about it. Sure, he looks old, but has it limited his presidency? Has it limited his ability to lead? Absolutely not. Ask the critics for evidence of that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a really good point. Forget about it. The thing here is John, the one of these reporter guys, he interviewed Biden, like, I think it was 10 days before Biden's examination with a special prosecutor who went into the medical area, basically, in his diagnosis of Biden's competence. Mm-hmm. And
it'll come
anyway.
Deep.
I almost had it there. But anyway, he said, watch my interview. It was like maybe 10 minutes long, and it is a great interview with Biden, by the way. Just a very, very nice guy. You'd get a really good feel for this guy. But he didn't stumble. He didn't do it. He didn't forget anything. He was there, and he was talking about the fact that look what he has done. Does that show incompetence? Does that show that he can't perform? Obviously not. But it's a really good it's a really good interview, and I wish more people could see it. If I could just remember the
the reporter's name.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. But
was it a major like a CBS, NBC reporter?
One of the
big ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that nails it down.
I know.
And then there's this.
Donald Trump is kind of a human gumball machine.
That's it. That's Mitt Romney summing everything up, and that's still true.
That's one of the best description of Donald Trump ever.
Yep.
A gumball machine. Man. I'd like to get into an area here about the Republican Party and the way they seem to think that we're not aware that billionaires, right-wing billionaires, are funding almost everything that goes on in the Republican Party in our state. They're the ones who fund the Republicans. There are special interest groups, lobbying groups, and then they have the institutions. Don't you love the institutions where the fellows are in those institutions and they're doling out money like crazy to the Republican Party? Oh, it is a fantastic system that they have. All right?
Yes, and we'll be talking about that, and also Johnson & Johnson suing Medicare. Is that what? What is going on?
Yeah, I know. Suing Medicare for negotiating prices. Help us all.
What do you hear about this? Oh, my God.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons.
In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Sweet. Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in all of your social media dial. You can check us out on Twitter X, on Facebook, on YouTube, on the radio, all sorts of places. And you can text us or at least give us a call, 608-879-8255, 879-TALK. That's as easy as it gets. All right.
It is 21 degrees, highs today in the 40s. Nice day ahead.
Oh, yeah. You want to get into this little thing about the right-wing whiners are forgetting about how Republican billionaires and special interest groups, you know, like the Institute of Law and Liberty, the Institute with those fellows walking around, at the Institute, how they aided and funded Republican justice candidates. Truly, truly an amazing thing here. Just keeping that in mind, Patrick Milharen of the right-wing group Badger Institute tweeted this. First, these leftist groups paid to put Janet Protasiewicz on the Supreme Court. Then they hired the lawyers to bring the case about which Protasiewicz already made up her mind. It's not justice. It's a transaction. Oh, really? Is that true? Well, my goodness sakes. Is that really what happened? I don't think so. Of course, we already know how the Republican justices are going to vote on redistricting, right? I mean, they kind of telegraphed that and wrote decisions on it. So that maybe they should recuse themselves because we already know what they're going to do, right? So it's ridiculous, the whole argument that she should be recusing herself. And by the way, the Republican justices decided that it's up to the justice to decide which case they want to recuse themselves. There's no rules, there's no regulations, it's all up to them. And this is the way they wanted to handle the Supreme Court. And now it's coming back to haunt them because suddenly, guess what? The Democrats are in charge. Oh, well, what a surprise. Now, Scott Ross, who has appeared on The Devils a whole bunch of times, and he'll probably be on our show as well, is someday in the future. But Scott Ross did retweet. He tweeted this. He reminded everyone about another right-wing group, Will, which I mentioned to the Institute of Law and Liberty. He said, Will, Grand Dragon Rick Essenberg, and is Rebecca Bradley's mentor, campaign advisor, and led getting her three judicial appointments in 3 years, that's with Scott Walker, including the Supreme Court. She's ruled in favor of Essenberg, get this, 100% of the time, the cases in front of the Supreme Court, 100% of the cases Essenberg brought, he won. And by the way, this added to his reputation nationwide as a great lawyer. All 11 times he won there because of Rebecca Bradley never recusing herself in any of Will's cases before the court. Just to let you know that this isn't a left-wing thing. This is a right-wing tradition here in this state. And now that it's a liberal court, well, let's continue the tradition. That's how I'm looking at it. Okay? That's where we should go with it. Yeah.
John, I want to hear this. I want to hear about this. Johnson & Johnson is suing Medicare. What in the world is this about?
This is crazy.
How does this happen?
Okay. They're suing Medicare because Medicare is now negotiating prices with these drug companies and Johnson & Johnson. And it's going to save Medicare billions of dollars. It'll save seniors, by the way, a whole bunch of money in retirement. You know, they're living paycheck to paycheck, Social Security check to Social Security check. So it's going to save seniors a whole bunch of money. But Johnson & Johnson is suing the government saying, that's a taking. You're taking our profits away. It's a taking. And Roe Khanna, he's a Democratic legislator, he had this exchange with Johnson & Johnson's lawyer on protecting obscene profits that you won't believe the profits they're making. This is truly a stunning reveal. Let's check it out.
Okay. Please stand by.
I got it. There we go.
Yeah. Do you know what the price that Johnson & Johnson has set for it?
I do not have that on my
fingertips. It's $484 per capsule per tablet, which works out to about $14,000 per month, which works out to about $160,000 per year for leukemia patients. Now, do you know, or I can tell you, how much money, gross revenue, the Johnson & Johnson has made from this drug over the last 10 years?
Congressman, it's not something that I'm an expert at, not something I'm here to testify to.
$22 billion. Do you know the gross profits of Johnson & Johnson in 2023?
I couldn't tell you that.
$65 billion. So just to recap, you've got a pill for leukemia patients. You sell it at $484 per capsule. That's $160,000 a year. You've made $22 billion over the last 10 years, and you're making $65 billion in profit. Now, we have passed as a Congress, and the president has signed a bill saying, you know what, let Medicare negotiate to try to bring that price down. And you, in your department, because you're assistant general counsel, have filed a lawsuit saying that that negotiation would be an unjust taking. Let me ask you this. Do you believe when the Veterans Administration negotiates for drug prices with you that that is a violation of the takings clause?
Congressman, I appreciate the question. The bases for our litigation against HHS with respect to the Inflation Reduction Act are fully disclosed in our complaint. I'm not an expert in this area.
You're here, you're the assistant general counsel for a company that is accusing the United States government of taking your property because we're negotiating, and you can't answer a simple question about, I'm just a yes or a no. Does the Veterans Affairs negotiation with Johnson & Johnson constitute a taking?
That is not a litigation that I have great familiarity
with. Okay, so I'll just say you don't want to answer that question. Do you believe when Medicaid negotiates and gets a rebate for anything over the price of inflation, do you believe that that constitutes a taking?
Congressman, again, it's not an area that I specialize in.
I guess I don't understand how, being the Assistant General Counsel, you can come before the United States Congress when you're suing the United States government saying that we are taking your property. Now, that's a very serious charge. Taking means, like, if I came to the government with force, took your property, and you don't know whether it's a taking, whether the veterans...
So you get the idea here that Johnson & Johnson is raking in the dollars, billions and billions of dollars, and they're disputing that. They don't want to negotiate.
Unbelievable.
It's out of
Coming
control.
Up, after news, weather, and sports, Russia attacking NATO? What? Trump thinks they should do that.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, the Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC